Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Senate will close the roll. Members, we have two more bills. The next bill under consideration is number 37 on general orders, Senate House File 1442, Senator Howe on behalf of Senator Lane.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And House File 1442, Senate File 724, Senator Lang is the author. I'm a co-author, and this bill deals with the Minnesota Code of Military Justice. And it's basically just updating the UCMJ, what we call the Minnesota Code of Military Justice, to better conform to the Federal Uniform Code of Military Justice. It is an agency bill brought to us by the Minnesota Department of Military Affairs. It contains another number of changes and updates. One of the things that we've always done is when someone's going to or from drill, we've always covered them that they were on duty. But we have found that that was probably taken a little bit we were stretching our current UCMJ to cover that. This will actually make it explicit that those folks, when they're headed to drill or coming home from drill, that they are covered. So there are a number of other changes, but it's been vetted by the Veterans and Military Affairs and Finance and Policy Committee, Civil Law and Data Practices Committee, Judiciary, and the Public Safety, Finance, and Policy Committee. It passed unanimously in the other body, but I'm not sure that we that really matters here, but I ask for your support.
Further discussion on House File 1442. Seeing none, the Secretary will give House File 1442 its third reading.
House File Number 1442, a bill for an act relating to the military.
Third reading. The Secretary will take the roll on final passage. Senator Kunesh.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Fateh votes aye.
Fateh votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Herr votes aye.
Senator Herr votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Newton votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Torres-Ray votes aye.
Torres-Ray votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Wicklund votes aye.
Wicklund votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Dietzick votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Dibble votes aye.
Dibble votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
And Senator Marty votes aye.
Marty votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
I think that's it.
Thank you. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Chamberlain votes aye.
Chamberlain votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Dames votes aye.
Dames votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Ingebrigtsen votes aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Johnson votes aye.
Johnson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Newman votes aye.
Newman votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Abler votes aye.
Abler votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Tomasoni votes aye.
Senator Tomasoni votes aye. Senator Jasinski, is there more? One more. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Kiffmeyer votes no.
Kiffmeyer votes no. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Westrum votes aye.
Westrum votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Madam President, Senator Champion votes aye, and Senator Pappas votes aye.
Champion votes aye. Senator Kunesh, what was the second one?
Pappas. Senator Pappas votes aye.
Pappas votes aye. Thank you, Senator Kunesh. All senators, Senator Jasinski. Senator Kunesh.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator McEwen votes aye.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. I incorrectly stated Senator Kiffmeyer's vote. Senator Kiffmeyer is a aye vote.
Kiffmeyer votes aye. Are we done? I thought he said. Okay, great. All senators having voted, the secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and the title agreed to. The next bill under consideration is number 14 on the general orders calendar, House File 3001, Senator Howe on behalf of Senator Anderson. Senator Howe.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Madam President, and Senate File or House File 3001, Senate File 2925, actually amends a county recorder chapter of law that had removed the recording fee for the certificates of discharge from the U.S. Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. That left the folks from the Air Force, the Space Force, and the Coast Guard feeling like Mongo only pawn in game of life. So what this does is fix that and makes it so you don't have to pay for recording your discharge papers from any of the armed forces. Madam Chair, I'll stand for any questions.
Further discussion on the bill. I see no further discussions. The Secretary will give House File 3001 its third reading.
House File Number 3001, a bill for an act relating to local government.
Third reading. Senator Howe, further comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This will put all the armed forces personnel who want to record their discharge papers on an even footing. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Howe. The Secretary will take the roll on final passage. Senator Kunesh.
Madam President, Senator Fattay votes aye.
Fattay votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Herr votes aye.
Herr votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Newton votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Torres-Ray votes aye.
Torres-Ray votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Wicklund votes aye.
Wicklund votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Dietzick votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator McEwen votes aye.
McEwen votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Dibble votes aye.
Dibble votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Champion votes aye.
Senator Champion votes aye.
And now I'm done. Kunesh. That's it. Thank you.
Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Chamberlain votes aye.
Chamberlain votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Dames votes aye.
Dames votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Gazelka votes aye.
Gazelka votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Johnson votes aye.
Johnson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Kiffmeyer votes aye.
Kiffmeyer votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Tomasoni votes aye.
Tomasoni votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Curran votes aye.
Curran votes aye.
Madam President.
Senator Jasinski.
Senator Newman votes aye.
Newman votes aye. All senators having voted, desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and the title agreed to. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President, members. I move that we recess the call of the president. We're going to keep things open just in case anything frees up tonight. Negotiations are continuing, and it's just that time of session when things are fluid. So we will make sure that we communicate and give everyone enough advance notice. If it doesn't appear anything's going to happen, we won't keep anyone around. We'll let you know as quickly as we can.
On that motion to recess, all those in favor, please say aye.
Or Madam Chair, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Lopez-Renzen,
my apologies. Thank you, Madam President. Just to be more specific, Madam President and Senator Miller, if you can elaborate, where are we in terms of, are we 50% there? Are we, can you give us a better indication of where these negotiations are leading in these different conference committees, just for the public to know where we are?
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President, members. Some of the conference committees have wrapped up and have reached agreement. I think the tax conference committee just made an announcement. That's a big one, a big piece of the puzzle. The others that have not reached agreement, they're still working on trying to find agreement. What I've encouraged conference committee members is focus on areas of common ground, focus on areas of agreement, and I think there's a path to get there. If there's too much of a focus on areas of disagreement, then it's going to be a challenge.
Senator Lopez-Franzen.
Thank you, Madam President and Senator Miller. I appreciate that. Are we giving a particular deadline for members to wrap up their work so that these bills get to the revisor's office? You know that takes quite a production, and there are significant big omnibus bills that are being negotiated, so it will take hours and hours. So I just want to make sure that people understand that the clock is ticking, that we have until midnight tomorrow, and it's already half the day already. So we started late today at 1 o'clock, so it doesn't seem like we're at a speed that we will actually get all this work accomplished. So I think it's really incumbent giving a deadline so we are able to reach agreements and move forward with the processing of the paperwork and getting those bills to us by tomorrow. What is the deadline? Mm-hmm.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President and members. The deadline we had originally set, the conference committees did not meet that. So we're just trying to work towards agreement. There's no deadline that's been given at this point.
So,
Senator Lopez-Franzen?
Madam President, Senator Miller, I find that hard to really digest, because we do need a deadline to get this work processed. And talking to the revisor's office and knowing how much time each and every one of these bills that we need to do in order to complete the work and bring the tax bill to the floor, it's one piece of it, but we can't bring that up until the rest of the pieces of the global agreement come into place. So are you saying that we are not going to get to a global agreement because we don't have a deadline and we're just waiting and seeing if miraculously we'll be able to get our work?
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President and members. No, I'm not saying that.
Senator Lopez-Franzen.
Madam President and Senator Miller, again, we have less than 2 days to be done with our legislative session. We have a bonding bill. We have health and human services. We have transportation. We have education. We have mental health, public safety, and judiciary. That's a lot of work that we have to do in a day and a half. We do not have a deadline. I just can't see how we are just going to wait and see today and see if something comes through. We have to provide a deadline. We have to provide a roadmap to get this work done. So, members, I do encourage that we get together, Senator Miller, and perhaps bubble it up to leadership, because we do need to get this work done for the people of Minnesota. And at this rate, I really question if we're able to do that at this rate and just leaving it up for happenstance. So, Mr. President, I'm Madam President, and Senator Miller, I would encourage that we get together and talk through this so we can get this work done.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President, members. I am happy to give a little bit further update. Public safety. The Senate has offered a public safety proposal that includes funding for police officers. The House Democrats have come back with a proposal with no funding for police officers. Members, violent crime is absolutely out of control right now. If you think that we're going to take up a bill in this Senate without funding for police officers, it's not going to happen. With violent crime out of control, with carjackings happening left and right, with people getting shot, we're going to fund police officers. We're going to hold violent criminals accountable. When the House is ready to come to the table to discuss that, we'll get closer to an agreement. So that's one issue that's outstanding. And there are several others in these other bills that are unacceptable. The Senate has put forward reasonable offers, very reasonable offers, on issues that are important to the people of the state of Minnesota. The House keeps bringing issues that are highly controversial to the table. Public safety is just one example. Let's get serious and let's get this done. We have proposals on the table. Let's take education. What have we heard all session long? Cross subsidy, special education cross subsidy. We heard it on the floor. What's the Senate offer? Literacy to help our kids read better, and special education cross subsidy. The House did not accept that offer. The House did not accept an offer for literacy and special education cross subsidy. So I'm not sure why we haven't come to an agreement on some of these bills. It seems pretty straightforward to me. Mental health, another issue. We have bipartisan agreement on mental health, yet the House isn't taking it. So we have put forward offers that I am confident would get strong bipartisan support in this chamber, and the House is not accepting those offers. If you want me to provide more detailed updates, I'm happy to, but that's where we're at right now.
Senator Lopez-Franzen.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Miller, and my understanding is that on public safety, that there was an offer to move law enforcement pensions to a different section of the jurisdictions. But that we also have $100 million for public safety from the House offer. So I just want to clarify that if you haven't gotten briefed on that latest, that that is indeed part of the discussion. So the House Democrats are also supporting public safety when it comes to law enforcement. So for the record, we have four different groups here, four caucuses who understand the importance of these areas. That's why I'm pushing to get the deals done and pushing forward. So I really do recommend that we sit together with the governor's office and the House leaders so we are able to get to an agreement and move this important legislation forward. I don't think we have all the answers in the Minnesota Senate. There's good ideas and good proposals from both the Republicans and the Democrats in the House, and I think it would be more efficient if we get this work done and get our four caucuses together. Thank you.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President and members. The offer that came from the House, since Senator Franzen mentioned it, is over the amount that was agreed to in the target. And if you look at their offer, they are providing money to community nonprofits. And folks, we have great nonprofit organizations in the state of Minnesota, top-notch nonprofit organizations. But if we're going to fight crime, members, we need to invest more resources in police officers. That's all we're asking for. More money for police officers. It's very simple.
Senator Letts.
Madam President and members, it can't be that the Senate is the only body in the legislature that has all the right answers, and that the House are being jerks and unreasonable about everything. It just can't be. And the fact is, we are a bicameral legislature, and we have an obligation to our residents, our citizens in Minnesota, to act like one. There is plenty of room for common ground on the public safety bill. A combination of law enforcement investment, which I firmly believe the House is willing to do. In fact, they have said as much. They think it should be equal measures, and this has been in publicly exchanged information with the Senate. Equal measure, immediate investment in law enforcement, and investment in crime prevention, which if we had done 4 or 5 years ago, we'd probably have less crime now. So let's make the investment now in crime prevention. Much of that would be distributed through nonprofits, through a very rigorous grant-making process in order to get at young people and to get at people who are being returned to society to help them integrate successfully to prevent crime from happening. So this is a multifaceted, complex problem that needs a multifaceted, complex response. And I would respectfully suggest that we both need robust law enforcement investment and robust crime prevention investment, an important part of which is through experienced, proven community nonprofits that deliver the kind of programs that will help prevent crime in the future as well. So I think if we dial down some of the rhetoric and we roll up our sleeves and recognize that there are more than ample legitimate, proven quality ideas here available for all of us, we could pretty quickly come together on a blended agreement to invest in both areas of law enforcement and crime prevention. So I'm still hopeful that we can do that, and it's going to take compromise. It might even take some acceptance of proposals that we're not completely comfortable with to get there, and it would require the same on the part of the House. They're going to have to make some pretty substantial compromises on their priorities as well to get there. I think they should, and I think we should. And if we do that together, all of our communities are going to be safer for it. So I encourage, if necessary, for some of those decisions to be made at the leadership level. I encourage the chairs to be making those compromise decisions as well, and I've been encouraging, as the chairs here and the chairs there know, I've been encouraging both to make some of those tough decisions. And I hope if we approach it in a problem-solving mindset, that we'll be able to get a bill that will pass with substantial support, both the Senate, and the House. Thank you, Madam President.
On that motion, for the Senate to be in recess to the call of the President, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Opposed.
The motion prevails. The Senate is in recess.